Oh, yes. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. That's right. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Much easier said than done sometimes. Amen. Friend, how are you? So good to see you. Happy Thursday. Yes, this, of course, is Thursday, the last day of January 2013. How did we get here? Yes, tomorrow is February 1st, 2013. But regardless, let's not focus on February because we still need to saturate ourselves in the last day and soak up the last day of January. It's so good to catch up with you. I pray that you are enjoying your week so far. I saw something the other day and just blew my mind. George Beverly Shea is celebrating his birthday tomorrow. George Beverly Shea, of course, is a well-known American gospel singer and hymn composer. He is, I think he's known as like America's beloved gospel singer, and he is tours quite a bit with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association's crusades and has been a foundational piece of the Billy Graham ministry, and he's celebrating his 104th birthday tomorrow. Praise God. And I saw that and I was like, wow, that is really neat. So be praying for George Beverly Shea and his family, his loved ones, and the ministry that he has in his life. So I thought that was worth mentioning. Hey, it's kind of hard to believe. I know we kind of mentioned tomorrow is February. March the 2nd, we are, of course, getting ready for our trip to Israel. It's going to be a service / humanitarian trip. March the 2nd through the 13th, it's going to be a great trip to not only tour the sights and the sights and the sounds that we read about in the Old Testament and New, but it's a wonderful opportunity to kind of get your feet and hands kind of dirty for the kingdom of God and make a difference. And I guess there are several projects. If you can, be praying for our, I think we have 20 people signed up for the trip to Israel. They are going to be doing quite a bit of stuff. They're going to do a lot of cleaning up, also assisting in, I think they're having like a children's Good News Bible camp. They're going to be assisting with that, and they're just going to be doing so many wonderful things for the kingdom of God. So if you can be praying for these individuals that are going to be part of the Israel trip coming up in March, would you consider doing that as they become the hands and feet of God? And if you like to get involved and help financially, because I know they're going to be raising funds to help with buying teddy bears and stickers and school supplies to help donate to these kids that are at the Good News Bible camps and so forth in schools, you can get involved, maybe giving a gift of any amount between now and the 1st of March. You can do that by sending in your gift to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And be sure, if you are planning on doing that, be sure to put in the memo part that you are sending it for the service humanitarian trip to Israel so we can designate that to the proper place. Well, friend, our devotion for today comes from Luke chapter 7 on not being offended. Oh, it is going to be a good one. So we'll take a look at that right after Selah and Be Thou Vision.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, not be to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my life.
Selah, Be Thou Vision, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, here we are today. We live in a society and a culture where we have high expectations, don't we? Wow. High expectations in families, high expectations in marriages, high expectations in friendships, in the world of business, high expectations in churches, at work, in the world of sports. And I think personally, in the world of sports, the expectations are probably the highest. What happens when those expectations are not met? What do? Well, we get offended. We stumble. Offended in the Bible, in the New Testament, means scandalizo, which means to stumble or fall away. I remember when I was in Bloomington, Indiana, I was on my way to go meet some friends at a local restaurant and all that, and it was in the winter time. And so I was walking kind of fast because I was running a little behind as usual, but there was some ice on the way near the door. So I had expected that, you know what, if I step on this ice, it's going to be okay. You know, it's not a large area of ice, so, you know, I just walk on it and it'll be okay. But the ice neglected to tell me that it was one of those slippery ice areas on the concrete, and I fell flat, boom, right on my bottom. I stumbled. I had expected that it was going to be okay, but I stumbled. Sometimes, friend, when our expectations are not met, we become offended, which of course can lead to unforgiveness and bitterness. What is the number one barrier in the church body? I was talking with some pastor friends of mine just a couple of weeks ago, and they believe that it's probably the pit of unforgiveness. Just like a bad tooth, we need to get it out of our mouth. And if you don't, it will lead to destruction in your life. It goes back to an element of expectation not being met. Friend, I'm so grateful that Jesus took all of our offenses, all of our pain, all of our sins with him on the cross. Has it ever occurred to you that God could have taken offense when Adam and Eve chose to sin in the garden? When wholeness turned into sin? When holiness turned into sin? Because they bought into a lie. God did not take offense. In fact, he ushered in his redemptive plan for this world, and he reached out. I love it in Genesis, where it talks about after he gave the curse to the man and the woman and the serpent, he made Adam and Eve clothes to cover up their nakedness. In the midst of his frustration with them, he still loved them. I love that. So if you have your Bibles today, turn to Luke chapter 7. This is going to be our devotion for today. Luke chapter 7, and we're going to pick up in verse 18, Luke 7:18. Then John's disciples told him about these things. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?'" At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sickness, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. He replied to them, "Go and report to John the things that he have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those with skin diseases are healed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor are told the good news." Verse 23, and this is where it all comes together right here. "And anyone who is not offended because of me is blessed." After John's messengers left, he began to speak to the crowds about John. He says, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swaying in the wind? What then do you go out to see? A man dressed in soft robes? Look, those who are splendidly dressed and live in luxury are in royal places. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and far more than a prophet. This is the one it is written about, 'Look, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you.' I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, but the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." So we have in context here John the Baptist in prison. He wanted clarity about the role of Jesus. Now, this was the same John who said, "Look, there is the Son of God there. Look, he is the one. I'm here to prepare the way for him. But he was confused. He even asked his messengers, are you the one who is to come? Go ask him this. Or should we look for someone else? Even though he had said, Jesus is here, even though he was the one who prepared the way and said, look, there's Jesus, he's the Messiah, things didn't happen like John expected. He was confused because he had different expectations on Jesus. But Jesus said in verse 23, and anyone who is not offended because of me is blessed. In other words, John, be unoffended by me. I know you have these expectations, but don't be let down. His expectations of Jesus were not met. Maybe John was waiting for this royalty, for this guy on this high horse in gold and this beautiful linen. Jesus even said, are you expecting to see a man dressed in expensive clothes? No, people who wear beautiful clothes and live in luxury are found in palaces. And what I see is Jesus saying back to John the Baptist, lower your expectations. You're focusing on the wrong thing. I'm not here to wear royal clothing. I'm here to heal people of their diseases, their plagues, the evil spirits, to heal the blind and to set the captives free. And Jesus was not rebuking John. He was encouraging John. He said, go, John, go tell John that I'm working on these things. It's all good. I'm giving the good news. People are going to be blessed if they choose not to be offended by me. I mean, in fact, you know, he wasn't even rebuking John. He was even bragging on him, saying that he was, out of all the women that bore a son, he was the greatest. Friend, we need to remain unoffended. He said, there is a blessing for those who choose not to be offended. All of us need to remain unoffended. Yes, much easier said than done, but we need to choose to remain unoffended. You know, I have a friend who I just totally respect. He is somebody that can forgive you in an instant, who just lets things go. And I'm like, wait a second, that's impossible. He lets things go. Just let it just roll off of him. He chooses not to be offended. Friend, there is great power in not being offended. I'll tell you what, life can offend you. It can. I mean, life can be tough. There is sickness, people getting laid off of jobs, relationships being broken, divorces. Life can be tough and life can offend you. In the midst of all of that, friend, I challenge you to remain unoffended. Because in Luke chapter 7, verse 23, it says, and anyone who is not offended because of me is blessed. So friend, I encourage you and I challenge you today, here on this Thursday, to not be offended by people and their ways. Wow, that's a tough one. Remain unoffended by people and their ways. People are tough, man. Some people are mean, many are grouchy, and most are moody. Right? Maybe because they have high expectations. I'll tell you what, I have family members who have very, very, very high expectations of me. They make comments. You know exactly what I'm talking about. People who slander you, people who make you feel shameful, but regardless of people and their ways, we need to remain unoffended. Will I choose to be filled with the Holy Spirit, or will I choose to be filled with the spirit of bitterness? There's that saying that hurt people. That's right. Hurt people. The people who are hurt, they want to hurt others, and they can be extremely hurtful. Well, the good news is, friend, while hurt people, forgiven people forgive people. Also, we need to remain unoffended by life and its experiences. Friend, we cannot disregard the world we live in. It is fallen. I think we can come to an agreement on that. When we turn on the news, when we listen to the radio, when we read the paper, we live in a fallen world. The Bible clearly states we reap what we sow. And in the world we live in, we can expect a lot of reaping of hurts, reaping of pain, and disappointment. It's kind of funny. One person can affect a lot of people with just one mistake. So we need to remain unoffended by people and their ways, remain unoffended by life and its experiences. And that also goes hand in hand with, why did that person get that job and I didn't? Why did that person get that promotion? Why does that person have the ability to go on vacations while my spouse and I barely make paying the electric bill each month? The more you ignore the nudging of the Holy Spirit, the harder your heart becomes. Do you get that? The more you ignore the nudging of the Holy Spirit, the harder your heart becomes. Friend, we need to confess the bitterness and the unforgiveness in our life. So we need to remain unoffended by people and their ways, by life and its experiences, and here's the big one. We need to remain unoffended by God and His will. And you're thinking, well, how can somebody be offended by God? I know a lot of people who are angry at God. God, why did you allow my child to die in my arms? God, why did you allow my employment to run out and me get fired? Why did you allow that? For me personally, I can look at and say, God, why is it my mother, who is your child, a tithing member of your body, gets stricken with cancer for the third time? Why? But friend, I choose not to live in that realm. I choose not to, because I don't know about you, but my Bible says that we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and called according to His purpose. And the difference between us and God, He has a different definition of the word good. I know His word says that I know the plans I have for you, declareth the Lord. And His word also says, and anyone who is not offended because of me is blessed. There is a blessing for those who choose to remain unoffended. Friend, there is freedom and there is victory if you choose not to be offended.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretched treasure. His wounds have paid. paid my ransom. His wounds have paid my ransom.
Oh, what a beautiful song. It reminds me of that passage that Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. It says, "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Can I please get an amen? Wow. So friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you today. It's always a pleasure to spend some time with you on our Thursdays together. Don't forget Mr. Mark Burns in this seat tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. I hope you can join him for that. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.